Yes, final hour. Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And tomorrow, do we have what I think is going to be a really fun show planned for you starting at 2 o'clock. And to preview it, we have Gina Latuca on the hotline. Gina, happy Wednesday. Happy holidays.
Happy Wednesday. Tomorrow cannot come soon enough.
Now, this was your idea, and I am so glad that we are less than 24 hours away from getting this show on the air. Gina, obviously, it's October 25th really does kick off the best time of the year because of one channel.
Well, naturally, because of the Hallmark Channel.
That's right. And starting October 25th.
But we have to put this in context for a minute. This was my idea at the Odyssey Christmas party, never expecting you to say yes to it.
Let me tell you right now, you come to me with a good idea. And now, Hallmark Christmas movies, this is how crazy we are at the Beamer House. It's not only a regular thing on the TV right now. We watch every Friday during the year, 8 o'clock, Hallmark Christmas movie. So we get our weekly dose 52 weeks a year.
See, just that fact, I think that's going to take up a whole hour's worth of discussion. Does it take away the special feeling of the actual Christmas season when you're watching it all year long?
Well, now see, and we will get into, should I leave that as a tease? But let me just say it this way. In the Beamer House, we do a lot of Christmas stuff all year round. I mean, it's not weird for my wife and I to be in the car and listening to Christmas music in the middle of June. So that's just kind of how we are.
Well, I mean, because you're living in that Christmas magic all year long. What could possibly be wrong with that?
Exactly. But Gina, we have a show planned that is going to go Hallmark and beyond. Now, let me ask you, when we talk about the Hallmark movie, the Hallmark Christmas movie, when did this really take off?
Well, Hallmark specific, or when did the Christmas movie really take off?
Well, the Hallmark Christmas movie, because I feel like in the last decade, this has really become a thing.
I think it has, although in preparation for this show, just banking on you really meaning it when you said yes, I started watching some of the older Hallmark movies because I wanted to draw a fair, educated comparison between then and now. And I was watching one from 2004. So I was going back quite a bit to watch a couple of these movies.
Now, was that Christmas Shoes?
Believe it or not, although I know it inside out, I have never seen the movie, and I don't plan on ever seeing it. I think it's just too emotional for me to take.
So, for me, the first Hallmark Christmas movie was The Christmas Shoes. And it was a Hallmark movie on when CBS would do the Hallmark movies on Sunday night in 2002. Now, it's funny. It's not even owned by Hallmark anymore. It's an AMC. It's on the AMC platform. But that was the first taste of the, quote, Hallmark. I forgot. You know, they had a, it was to compete with ABC's Disney Sunday night movie and the Christmas Shoes. And let me tell you, the song is just as sad as the movie.
I can't decide if you start with that movie, if everything is uphill from there or downhill from there.
I would say
quite a bar you set.
Yeah, it really is. I would say it's uphill, and I would actually say, and this I don't want to get rid of everything today, Gina. But I know this is something that we'll dig more into tomorrow. I have a feeling that Hallmark Christmas movies have already hit their peak.
I have a lot of thoughts about that. As you can imagine, Bethany and I discuss this inside and out. And part of me wants to agree with you, but part of me is holding out hope because there's always competition. So I don't know. I do have three different themes that Bethany and I have broken our thoughts down into three different categories. Do you want me to share those categories in case your listeners want to start thinking? Are you taking calls tomorrow?
I mean, you guys are. This was your show, but I am planning to take calls during this tomorrow.
Okay, so So these are the three categories. Joe, you may want to start your list. Now, Bethany and I have our independent list. We have not shared with each other what we put on our list. These are the three categories for which you might want to prepare. The first category, recurring scenes in these types of movies. Now, I'll give you an example. The couple, kind of falling in love, falls by accident. I'm doing air quotes. They fall by accident into the snow, and they do one of either two things. They either kiss or they make snow angels. So that's an example of a recurring scene that you see in several of these movies. So we started making lists of the recurring scenes that we see in all these movies. Okay, the next category, recurring characters, like the high-powered executive boyfriend who just doesn't have time for the girlfriend versus the caring hometown boyfriend who used to be her boyfriend, but you think he's going to be her boyfriend again in the future. So these are examples of recurring characters you see in all of these movies. The third category, recurring overall plot themes. Here's the example for that. There's a great snow globe, but suddenly all of the main characters are living in it. Right? How many times have you seen that happen?
Oh, yeah. Now, can you think of a Hallmark movie on the first one, the overdone scenes? Because you want to talk about something that's going to take us an hour. The overdone scenes, I will say there is a Hallmark movie, and I'm thinking of it like I just watched it yesterday, that throws you a curveball. And I feel that is so rare with the Hallmark movie.
There are a couple, and those end up being a very merry mix-up. That threw a curve at the end that I didn't see coming, loosely based on While You Were Sleeping with Sandra Bullock, but it threw in a curve that I didn't expect, and that ends up being one of my favorite Hallmarks of all time.
I am thinking of the movie Christmas at Pemberley Manor. And the way that
I never made it to the end of that.
Well, the way that one works out, you think she's going to be, you think they're going to rekindle this relationship from college. But then at the end, she ends up falling in love with the big money CEO executive. Not to, spoiler alert, it's been out for 10 years. But that was one that threw a curveball, because usually I can tell you who's going to fall in love with who right in the first 10 minutes. And that was one, it's actually one of my favorite Hallmark movies. It is one that my wife and I have actually purchased on Amazon to watch again and again. And I think I like it because it throws you that curveball.
Are you surprised every time at the end?
No. I've come to expect it now. But it's I just like how the script went a little off course of the other ones. Now, a movie that is just as you laid out, the overdone scenario, but is one of my favorites, is the one that a majority of it takes place right here in Buffalo, New York, A Christmas Detour, where the flight gets detoured and they get stuck at the Buffalo airport.
See, and I don't think you see Buffalo mentioned enough in these movies.
Well, no, not
That's
at all.
That's why I like that movie. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely like when the one guy goes, Buffalo, you know, that's how usually people will respond.
Bethany would like to add another category as a side note, Christmas villains. I told her that you were planning on taking this even further than Hallmark, and you wanted to expand the discussion to feature films and other made-for-television movies that are not Hallmark.
Yeah.
And what happens when they try to imitate those movies. Bethany thought Christmas villains would be a great addition.
Christmas villains? I agree. Categories. We put that in the category, and yes, obviously Hallmark will kick it off, but I want to go to the imitators, right? You've got GAC now, which GAC seems to be the Georgia or Alabama of the Hallmark movies. They're taking the transfer portal and getting all of the people that you know and love from Hallmark and now putting them in their movie. You also don't get to see Columbo for 2 months, but that's a different topic. The GAC movie, there's a channel called Up. They're doing Christmas movies. ION is doing Christmas movies. And then, Gina, because I feel, and I might be wrong here, but I think the all month, at the very least, movie marathons was started by Hallmark. And now you are seeing that with feature films on stations like Freeform and AMC with movies like Home Alone and Elf and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. But I think you can draw back these marathons for the entire month to Hallmark.
Well, you're right. And you made an observation at the party last week. Lifetime used to do the movies for months, just nonstop, and they've truly scaled back. Now you have to wait until the evening or the weekends to find the holiday movies on Lifetime. It used to be 24/7.
That's one of those things where I feel Lifetime just put their hand up and said, Hallmark, we can't compete.
It's like
when Oxygen said, we're going to change the entire theme of our network and go to true crime because we can't compete with Hallmark and Lifetime.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
But
one more thing that Bethany wants to point out, we will have an SPCA angle. She has information on an adoptable animal that she's hoping to feature every hour. As long as you're good with that.
Of course.
We have to bring in the SPCA, of course.
Of course we have to bring in the SPCA. And I have to say, thank you so much for the thank you card. I appreciate that, and I appreciate being at the SPCA last week. That was a lot of fun.
That radiothon, let me tell you, we ended up, the total that we announced last week was $117,000. People are still contributing. The impact is still far-reaching. Do you know we are up to, I think exactly, $118,589. People are still contributing because you all helped them learn what the SPCA is really about.
That's right. And we just have a great audience here at WBEN, Gina. And you guys have always known that. And you're seeing it now. And let me tell you, I can't wait till the next radiothon because that was my first time. Now, I had been to events in the parking lot, but I had never been in the SPCA. And it was a great experience. And I'm glad that no one surprised me with a rat because that was my fear walking in.
Well, you know what? We made sure that people knew just stay away with the rat.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Well, Gina, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I think tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I like to keep the festive themes going, and I can't wait to see you guys in studio for the show, and we've got a lot to talk about. Another thing I want to mention, I talked about the one movie I bought, but I want to talk about the Hallmark movies that my wife and I watch more regularly because we've bought them on Amazon, and they are easily at our disposal on any TV in the apartment. So I am looking forward to tomorrow. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, this is for people who love the Hallmark movies, but Gina, we want to hear from the people who can't turn them off fast enough.
Right. Right. I think there's room for everyone. We want to hear from everybody. I also have Hallmark Bingo so that as your listeners are talking, we can play along.
I am excited for that. And it also proves, I think at the end of the day tomorrow, it will prove that the best topics come up at the holiday, at the office holiday party.
Yes, you're right. You're right. This magic came up at the holiday party.
After everyone was making fun of me for buying a bottle of water when I could have gotten a glass for free.
Right. From the vending machine when the free water was mere steps away.
That's right. But, you know, it's easier to, I didn't want to spill anything. So, Gina, right. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in studio tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we will talk to you tomorrow at 2:00.
Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you. That is Gina Latuca. Looking forward to it. And again, we want to hear from the people who can't stand the Hallmark movies, right? We want to hear from you on the text board now that says, I can't get out of the room fast enough when there's a Hallmark movie on. We want to hear from you, too. It's a show for lovers and despisers of the Hallmark Christmas movie and what that has branched into all along cable. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on now. Joe Beamer with you, in for Tom Bowerly. One more segment to go. We have covered so much today. We've talked about the county executive. We went back to his tweets and then talked about the Charlie Speck article in the Buffalo News talking about his temper tantrum that he threw when Charlie and his news photographer were 5 minutes late because they were held up by the security guards in the lobby of the Rath building. My favorite part of the whole thing is, after setting up for the interview, they allowed Poland Cars a few minutes to compose himself. I mean, 5 minutes late. It wasn't their fault. And he threw a temper tantrum, treating them as if they were his underlings. And that's a quote from the article. So we're talking about that, and I was asking, what's a time that you were late and it cost you? Then the New York Post... Oh, no, then we talked about welcome centers in New York State, the lack of a welcome center on the 90 at the Pennsylvania state line. And what would you like to see in a New York State welcome center? And also, what could we do to make New York State seem a little more inviting, right? Maybe not the sign that says, we will bill you as you're entering the state. You know, maybe redoing some of the overpass on the 90 when you're driving into the state? I don't know. I think there's a lot of ideas there. We had some good ideas at 803-0930. Then Chipotle is being called out for shrinking portion sizes. This is according to the New York Post. So I'm asking you, what are you paying more for today but getting less? 803-0930, star 930, all that and much more. If I said it in the last 3.5 hours, the phone lines are open for you. 803-0930, star 930. Joe Beamer in for Bowerly. Back after this on News Radio 930 WBEN. Here on News Radio 930 WBEN, thank you so much for the calls, the texts, the social media interactions, every way to communicate with the show. We really, really appreciate it, and you guys are the absolute best. Thank you so much. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. You know what really just, and this, again, I realize a lot of my complaints are millennial complaints, okay? I do get upset when, like, there's a headline to a story and you click it and you go, oh, there's going to be some meat to this story. And then you go through reading it and it's literally what the headline was is not supported by anything in the text of the story. So during the break, I was looking at college football articles and there was one that said FSU reopens talks to leave the ACC. I go, oh. This is big news. I clicked the article. There's no supporting text that FSU was reopening talks to leave the ACC. It just said about the revenue, about the conference realignment. Nothing in there that FSU has done anything to talk about leaving the ACC. Now, obviously, I think Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, UNC, Duke, I think these are all schools that would like to see their sports program somewhere else, as you've got the Big Ten, the SEC, and even the Big 12 adding schools, getting bigger, and the ACC really, at the end, kind of a half-you-know-what move to get Stanford, California, and SMU, didn't really take the actions that the other three major conferences did to completely get rid of the Pac-12. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but the article was just nothing. I mean, it was a bunch of nothing. And I hate when that happens. And they call it clickbait. But it seems to happen more and more where, like, people just say, come click this to see all the ads I get paid for. But there's really just no substance. And I just got duped during the break by one of those articles. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. Looking forward to the show tomorrow. I think we'll have a lot of fun talking about different Christmas movies and, what Hallmark has done to Christmas time on cable television, what's left of cable television. talking to Gina last hour and, talking about the Oxygen split, right, when Oxygen decided to go true crime. It used to be, they called it a station for women to compete with Lifetime and We, Women's Entertainment, and Oxygen decided to go true crime. And it's interesting, I've had this discussion before, but cable television stations, how a lot of them are nothing to what's in their title. This kind of all started with OLN, the Outdoor and Life Network, when they got hockey and started going by OLN and not Outdoor and Life Network, and they had the NHL, and then they got the Pac-12, and then they changed their name to Versus. But you see that more and more now with cable television. I mean, the one to point to is MTV, music television. There's no music videos on MTV. MTV2 was like, okay, this is the channel with music videos. There's no music videos on MTV2. VH1, Video Hits 1, no music videos on VH1. CMT, Country Music Television. There's like 2 hours of videos a day. And then they play King of Queens. I mean, no offense to King of Queens. It's a great show. But is it just me, or is King of Queens, the King of Queens, the complete opposite of country music television? At least when you had Reba on, you made your whole day of Reba reruns. Well, Reba's a country music artist. But you turn on CMT now, it's the King of Queens. It's Mrs. Doubtfire. Again, great movie. There's nothing country about Mrs. Doubtfire. Again, show Sweet Home Alabama. At least you can make an argument there. I mean, and this goes, you go down the list. I've had a lot of time. When I fill in for Tom, you know, I'm staying up, not last night, but some nights staying up later. And you're flipping through the stations. And just how a lot of these stations have completely changed the meaning of what's in their title. You know, we can go down the list. The music video ones are the easiest to point out. GAC, Great American Country. They used to run ads about how they're not like CMT. They're music videos all day. GAC has nothing to do with country music videos anymore. Right? They're competing with Hallmark. And they show Columbo on Sundays except through the holidays. You know, you continue to go down the list. The History Channel. Okay, you can make the argument that stuff like Pawn Stars, well, they're talking about the history of items that are brought into the store. But back in the day, the History Channel, I mean, that's where you would get documentaries on the Civil War, World War I and II, the invention of things, the history. I remember watching, it was like a five-part series, The History of Beer. And that was fascinating. But you don't get documents anymore, documentaries on the History Channel anymore. If you get the History Channel 2, you might. Discovery Channel. I mean, it's a lot of reality. Bravo TV. You know, they're premiering their new show soon, as I said in the first segment, the real executive of Erie County. But Bravo TV was, you know, opera. Bravo, right? That was what Bravo TV was. They would show, it was more of like an artsy station with opera and plays and stuff like that. Bravo was, you know, now Bravo is the Real Housewives of whatever city, right? They might make it to Buffalo, the Real Housewives of Buffalo. I mean, that's what Bravo is now. And the Vanderpump series, they got a lot of attention last year. But it has nothing to do with what it was originally in the title. E Entertainment just gets an easy pass, because originally E Entertainment was a station that would follow the celebrities around, right? I mean, Ryan Seacrest, E News Live, Talk Soup with Joel, what was his name, Tanner? Joel, I can picture him like he's sitting right here. It was a hilarious show where they would, you know, jump around to the different talk shows and stuff that were going on talk shows and on reality shows. But now they just play movies. Again, they get away because it's E-Entertainment. Oh, yeah, I'm entertained by this movie. And cable channels have gotten so lazy. I mean, never in a million years, back in the day, would a cable channel play the same movie back-to-back unless it was A Christmas Story on Christmas Day on TBS. But now it's not rare that you turn on AMC and they're playing Elf back-to-back. Or you turn on E is another one. E Entertainment, that's another guilty one. Where they're playing a movie back-to-back. What's a movie that's usually on E? I'm blanking on it right now. You know, at least if you turn on sci-fi, they're playing Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 in a row. They're not just playing Back to the Future 1 back-to-back. But you see it so often, and it's just so lazy. It's like this station was bought up by a big conglomerate, and they were just forgotten about. Hey, what are we going to do today? Why don't you show the same movie three times? I can't remember what I've seen the same movie three times. I think it was AMC You've Got Mail, which is a great movie. It's not the kind of movie I'm watching back to back. Right? I don't know. You would think, like, I'm thinking as, you know, working here in radio and, you know, as an employee of WBEN, I want stuff that people are going to listen to all day. You know, it's best for us here at WBEN if you're listening to the station every time you have the radio on. That's why you're not going to hear, you know, Tom followed by the same hour of Tom, right? It's new content. And I just think it's so weird that on cable television, knowing what ratings mean in radio, and maybe it doesn't mean the same in cable television, but knowing what ratings mean in radio, that these stations that, you know, back in the day were huge stations, and now they're just playing the same movie back to back. And you don't have the studio shows you used to have. You know, FX used to have DVD on TV. Does anyone remember this? Where FX would show a movie, and then they would show the extras from the DVD. Like, they would do specials. I mean, now it's just, here's this movie. Nothing around it. No one kind of hosting it. You know, TCM was big at that. They might still be. I don't watch a lot of TCM, I have to admit. Where they would have someone, you know, talking about the movie. You don't have that anymore. It just seems so lazy when we're talking about cable television and the presentation of a lot of the stuff. Again, I hate to harp on MTV, but you talk about a lack of studio shows. I mean, not that long ago, MTV, 4 o'clock, Total Request Live, and you've got Times Square backed up because you've got a bunch of people standing there looking up at the windows. You go to Times Square now, that studio doesn't even exist. I don't know. It's just Comedy Central. I love Comedy Central. And I love the South Park Marathon on Wednesday. But now Comedy Central, everything's a marathon. Now, I love Seinfeld. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. It's Seinfeld, The Office, or South Park. That's all you find on Comedy Central. I can't remember the last time I turned on Comedy Central and saw a stand-up special. Stand-up specials used to be on every morning on Comedy Central. Never, not anymore. I mean, I discovered one of Mark Norman's early stand-up routines. He did a 30-minute stand-up thing on Comedy Central. Hilarious. That's how I discovered. There was a certain radio show that I used to love listening to, and Comedy Central. That's how I would discover stand-up comedians. I love stand-up comedy. But you never see stand-up comedy on Comedy Central anymore. It's South Park, The Office, Seinfeld, or The Daily Show at 11. Admittedly, I don't watch the Daily Show. I don't know. Again, it's lazy. You've got stations that have nothing to do with their title. You've got some stations that have just become the one-show marathon station. It's all they carry. MTV. There's a good chance if you turn MTV on, it's ridiculousness. That's like the one studio show they have left. It's kind of become a joke. I don't know. Missed opportunities, if you ask me. People are paying $30 for a streaming service. And then, you know, they want four of those streaming services. They're paying as much for streaming services as they are cable. Well, maybe if you actually put newer content on more stations, people would say, hey, you know what? I remember cable. It's not that bad. I'm going back to cable. 803-0930, starting. Just a thought. Just thinking out loud as I was scrolling through the stations this morning. Let's go to Carl in Dallas. Carl, you have thoughts on making New York more welcoming.
Yeah, I do. One thing I remember back in the 70s and 80s was when I'd drive in on my motorcycle from Columbus, Ohio, I seem to recall this sign on 90 when you got into New York. It said something like, Welcome to New York, the Empire State. Mario Cuomo, governor. And the last line is what always gets me. Toll booth, 1 mile. And that always seemed to insinuate to me, this is going to cost you if, the minute you come into this state. It's not going to be free.
Some things never change. Now that toll booth a mile ahead has just been replaced with, we will bill you. So they're letting you know the bill is in the mail.
Oh, my gosh. That's all I had to say. But anyways, always good to listen to your show, Joe. I love it. So take care and Merry Christmas to you and everybody else listening.
Hey, Carl, always appreciate your calls. Merry Christmas to you. Look forward to talking with you in 2024. Yeah, I mean, it's always been toll booth a mile ahead. I have noticed at the Pennsylvania line, they never replaced the governor line on the Welcome to New York sign. Or if they have, it's been in the last month. So it doesn't say Governor Kathy Hochul. Just has nothing for the governor on the sign. I thought that was kind of weird. 803-0930, starting at 30. Interesting, as we're talking about cable television, this little bit of news comes down the wire. Warner Brothers Discovery, which was a major merger just a year or so ago, merged Warner Brothers and Discovery, if you weren't able to put that together by the title they came up with, Warner Brothers Discovery, are now in talks to merge with Paramount. Now, you're talking about a majority, I think. Don't quote me on this. I might be wrong. You're talking about a lot of, we're talking about cable. You're talking about a lot of cable channels that we were just talking about involved in this potential merger. Now, is that good for new content or a bunch of the same? Who knows? But very interesting news coming down the wire that Warner Brothers Discovery literally just merged Warner Brothers and Discovery, now looking to bring on Paramount. And you remember what this meant for streaming service HBO Max. It's now just called Max, and they merged Discovery Plus in with HBO Max. Now, this would be a mega streamer. Again, we were talking about the cable aspects of things, but this would be a major streamer if you merged Paramount Plus and Max. Now, Paramount Plus has live television as part of their app. You can get the Bills games on Paramount Plus when they're on CBS. Max has live sports, and they're going to have more live hockey next year. This would be very interesting. And right now, you look at the market cap. Warner Brothers Discovery has $29 billion. Paramount, $10 billion. Netflix, $214 billion. Huge difference. Apple, $3 trillion. Amazon, $1.6 trillion. So Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount already lacking behind by hundreds of billions of dollars to Netflix, Apple, and Amazon. And again, you look at the content on all those streamers. Well, interesting. I'm always fascinated by how our viewing has changed and how some of those cable channels seem to me to have just been left behind, right? Someone flips a switch and they're good for a week, because it seems like a lot of these cable channels that used to be, you know, that used to have must watch segments are now just left to run the same movie 8 times a week. It's very interesting, and it's something that I will always be fascinated with, and this probably won't be the last time I talk about it. I want to thank you all for the calls, the text, and reaching out on social media. You guys are the best. I love the WBEN audience. Looking forward to tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We're talking Hallmark movies, and we'll have our guests in studio. Looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So hope you'll join us starting at 2 tomorrow. Tom Puckett is next on News Radio 930 WBEN.